Hey there, kid. Missed the hell out of you. Oh, do I sound a little under the weather? Nah. Me? I mean, come on. You already know I'm kind of the roguish type to begin with. Maybe it's an improvement. What's the matter? You're looking spry today. What do I owe this honor of your time? Nice wake-up call? Maybe I could cook you breakfast. Don't lay an egg on me. Come on. Good morning. It's definitely a good morning with you. Still waking up, so my voice reflects it. Don't get too flustered when I sound like this. Might not always once I wake up. But I know you'll like it either way, won't you, baby? You know better than that. I don't give a fuck what anyone thinks of me. Oh no, what if I'm stuck like this? You still gonna love me? Fuck it. Why don't we go for a morning flight? You and me, the sunrise? Maybe a little late for that. Guess I slept in today, huh? I wouldn't mind sleeping in with you as long as I get to hold you. So, after meeting with Dobby, doing that mission, you feeling okay? Yeah, it's not a fucking normal one, I know that. Definitely not a normal mission for me, and, well, I don't get tired of spending my time with you. But it doesn't mean that it's easy to see you put yourself in danger. Fuck that. If I can protect my baby bird and make life easy, the cushy life, that's what I want more than anything. I mean, fuck it. What have I got to lose for it? I'm not dying anytime soon, and neither are you. Hey, kid. What's it gonna take to level up our relationship even more? I want to be a good man. Not just one who makes your heart flutter, but who can be there when times are kind of shitty. I mean, fuck it. If we aren't together, I feel empty. And I know that's a problem with me, but is there anything you've been wanting more lately? I've been craving just showering you in my feathers and just holding you. Holding you tighter. Shit, maybe it's a little too sentimental for my style, but I might be a fucking roguish gentleman, but it doesn't mean that I don't got feelings. In fact, I got too many to count for you. And I want you to be happy, not just content. God, this sounds so cheesy, doesn't it? Not something your cool man would say, baby bird. But I guess I've been thinking about a lot. I don't know, sometimes when I look at you, I think I'm too lucky to be alive. Then I get this weird train of thought, kid. I'm not sure what to think anymore. I get lost in my many trains of thoughts going all which way. Either way, I know I love you. And I know I'm not gonna let anything happen to us. We already helped take down Epidemic, if you can call it that. He's not down, but we figured out that wasn't the right guy. Figured out all this was tied together. Who would have thought it was that person all along? Nah, I don't want to spoil the night with all those revelations. We'll figure things out in the morning. Well, it is the morning. You know what I mean, tomorrow. For right now, you get wrapped up in these wings just like that. These wings and arms will shield you, protect you. Not that you need protecting, of course. I already know, babe. There's a lot of things you can do. Maybe even better than me. Which is saying something. I think you know exactly what you want. And I do too. One look in those eyes and I get lost. Get lost in the feeling. The passion. Everything I ever wanted right here in front of me. And yet here I am. Talking about work. Fuck. Never thought I'd be the opposite of my lazy ass. What's the matter, kid? can't handle that your man is conflicted? Or is it that I've got that kind of glow about me? A mulling man in this distraught state. Do I look hotter than normal? It was a joke, mostly. If I do, I'll take it as a compliment, though. I wouldn't mind having something good to look forward to. Maybe flustering you a bit. Maybe making things a little more memorable. Hold on tight now. I do like going for a morning fly. Well, maybe a mid-afternoon one. This time. Come on, cat. You know, you're fun to have in my arms. I love you. I love you a lot. You'll always be my baby bird. God, I'm getting sentimental. What the hell is fucking wrong with me? Look, it's because everything's happening so fast. My brain's in a jumble and, well, what am I supposed to do, huh? Just stop? Stop spoiling you? I don't think so. Here we go. So, where should we head to today? Where's the adventure gone? I know Mirko and Dobby were both looking for us. Doesn't that mean we should hide out for the day? Maybe stay home? They don't know where home is, so... I mean, we might buy some time that way. I don't care if it's important. You're more important. Doesn't matter how busy I am, baby. You know my baby bird comes first. You're my love bird for a reason. And I might say that a lot, but fuck. I'm not mincing words here. It's how I feel. Being free in the air, just like this. Wouldn't trade it for fucking anything. Well, I guess if I had to, I'd hang up my wings for good and walk the rest of the way. If it meant keeping you happy. But I think I can do that with my wings. I mean, fuck it. We've made it through some shit already. What's the worst that could happen? God, I love you so much. Just the look, and I'm already having a better day than I was. You should know by now, baby. Doesn't take much to make my day better. You think I'd be the deep, dark type? The ones that get in a rut. Don't know how to get out. I guess I fucking am at times. Now when you're around. How could I be? It's you we're talking about. You might as well be my sunshine. Giving me so much to look forward to. How could I stay sad? No way in hell, baby. You're my baby bird. You know, flying with you, it's like we're weightless. Every time, I want to go higher. I want to kiss you above those clouds and make you smile. That even the sun and the stars and the moon would all envy you. Fuck. That might be a little too poetic for even me. Come on, kid. Let's see how high we can fly today. You know, I had a dream about you last night. Maybe it's just me, but it seems to be coming true. And if that's the case, we got a long day ahead of us. Come on, kid. Let's not waste a second of it. You want to follow that path of the dream? It's real simple. Didn't do anything crazy, just got some ice cream with me, went to the park, and then went back home. It was actually so ordinary, but so special for other reasons, I thought. Maybe that's just how the dream goes when I woke up. I was hoping it'd be an uneventful day for once. After all, we've been through so fucking much. Think about it. Wouldn't be bad to have some uneventful time. After all, the alternative is all that bullshit. Stacking up. Becoming something way too much. Don't like it. But I love you. You know, I was gonna spend today thinking about things we could do once this is over, but might as well focus more on today, here, now. I've never been the type to look too far ahead. I mean, look at me. Why would I? It's too much to be thankful in the moment. No reason to look ahead, right? Come on, baby bird. What's your favorite thing about today? Mine is waking up next to you. Spending every waking moment with you. Maybe even going all fucking around this crazy town. We'll make sure to paint it red while we're at it. Why not? Do something classy, get dressed up. You never know. I don't really care what we do as long as it's together. As long as it's you and me. I know it'll be fun. And here we are. The Hawks Express Stop 1. Some ice cream with you, just like in the dream. Come on. What you gonna choose today? How about we share one? Yeah, you pick. Not a bad choice. Hey, kid. You should get exactly what you want. You know I'm not picky. Yeah. Don't hold back. That's how you should be in a lot of things. Life's too short to worry about the small things. So come on, babe. Take something you really like. I mean, if I was a flavor, I think I'd be something that would hopefully be your favorite. Itadakimasu. What, I had to have this ceremonial first lick. If I didn't, how would I face you? Gotta leave a little bit of me in the mix. I wouldn't be a certified narcissist otherwise. You know, I think if you were a flavor, you'd definitely be my favorite. The real question is, would I eat you up? What, I couldn't resist doing something cheesy. Lighten the mood, didn't I? I mean, the alternative is we get way too serious with it. And then what? I don't very much like things to be too serious. If you ask me, too much of life is that way. Us? I want us to be free birds. Not cooped in this little chicken coop. Anyone who tries to tell us otherwise, they don't get what we want. And so we don't give them the time of day. Sounds good? That's how. Just look at you. You are meant to be a free bird, baby. And you are. You are so good at it. God, where would I be without you? I think I'd still be fucking around, just going with the flow of things. Being that little puppet to those bastards. Taking on their organization is half the problem here. They're the ones to blame. We all thought the scapegoat and took the bait. Now we know who the real villain is. Now we know what it's all about. This clever ploy that ended up like this. Baby, I don't want us to melt like this ice cream. So we better eat up while we got the chance. You like that? No. Sorry, just got in my head a little. Got a little fucking testy with my thoughts. You know what? It's still better than it was. I'm happy to be facing things. For real now. And I know I'm not facing them by myself. I'm just happy. For once in a blue moon. I don't have to take all this on my own. And it might be a headache, but it's a headache. I know I can handle now. It's all thanks to you, baby bird. You think I could have gone into this alone? Fuck. I'm too lazy for that. Too spoiled, I guess. Never thought those words would come out of my mouth. Maybe I'm just jumping to conclusions here, but... Are you really fucking okay, baby bird? I'm serious. I'm trying to understand... What's going on with you? You know... You don't have to hide a damn thing from me. Never do. You hear me? There's no truth in it. Or it seems. And there's no reason for you to fucking handle it all on your own. You know better than that, baby. You know I can handle any fucking thing you throw at me. So don't hesitate. Throw the whole fucking sink at me. Careful, your ice cream will melt. Wouldn't want to make too much of a mess. Otherwise, we'll be in a little bit of a pinch where we are. This kind of nice day doesn't come every day. But what I want is to really understand what you want, baby. What is it that makes you tick? What's the meaning behind it all? I guess I'm being cryptic with it, huh? Fuck. Sometimes I don't know what to say. It's just that feeling of helplessness when I look at you and you seem like you're struggling with something, but you tell me that you're okay, and I wonder if I'm fucking trustworthy enough. Am I, babe? Do you trust me with everything? Can you? Come on. You know, doesn't matter how big or small it is. Probably said this a million times, but you can rely on me. We're not just what we used to be now. We're a hell of a lot more, you know that? I'm not about to give that up for anything. I know you get bad anxiety. You don't need to hide it. I've realized it a long time ago, kid. You can always come here for a hug. Fuck, I don't care if you get an ice cream on my suit. What does it matter? As long as you don't mind a big ice cream mess, I'd still hug you through it. I've been worried about you, if I'm being honest. It hasn't been a good day in a while. I'm worried. Because some days it just feels like it's emptiness. That pain you deal with shouldn't have to be your own, kid. And that's why I'm serious about it. When I look you in the eyes and I tell you that I love you, I mean it. When I say I'll bear everything on my shoulders just as well, I mean it. I love you. Not just the kind of love you can love and forget about. The kind that makes a mark on your heart, like a scar. But a good kind. Fuck, that doesn't make any sense, but I guess what I'm saying is I appreciate you as much as I love you. And today's no different from that. I want you to feel special. I want you to feel amazing. And not just accept the fact that there's people who hate on you. So what? Let them come. Let them say what they want. And if they try, they'll have to go through me first. They know they're fucking wrong. They know they're jumping to conclusions on things they shouldn't. And that you're a good person, baby. I know you are. I've known you for longer than they have. You know what? Let our critics rein in. They're just mad because we're prettier than them. You know, I know something that's kind of shameless. How I feel. When I look at you. When I really get a good look. I realize even when you're sad, you're beautiful. You know, you're my little hummingbird, but I want you to smile because you look even more gorgeous. I want you to be happy because I fucking love being happy with you. I don't want these sad times to continue, and I know way too many people get on way too many people's cases. And we might be heroes in this, or maybe we're villains. It doesn't fucking matter at the end of the day. What makes you happy is what matters. Hey, babe. Do me a favor. Kiss me. Now. Just relax. The most important thing to do when things get real nasty, you do something extra fun. You know what I think would be extra fun? go into the park, maybe just sitting there, having you right by my side, in my arms. That or we could go back to my place, enjoy the rest of the day, just getting lost in a cuddle. That's more than enough for me. God, makes me sound like I'm some kind of boring simpleton. But those little things are what help me not break down. Those little things make me happy. And you're the biggest reason I'm happy. I know maybe we shouldn't rely on each other so much. But that's what others say. They don't know us like that. I mean, fuck. They probably also think that it's a bad idea to spend every waking moment with someone. So fuck them. They don't know us. Only we do. Fucking hell. Every time I look at you, I swear I see something new to love. You probably look in the mirror and you see all those faults, but without those, you wouldn't be you, baby bird. I love my little love bird. And I hope you'll fucking realize it. This little date with ice cream and all that, doesn't matter where we are, what we're doing, I love you. And I want you to feel special and happy and truly taken care of. Baby, there isn't a single thing I wouldn't do for you. You should know that by now. This is love. It's not lust. It's not desires. It's true fucking love. And with all we've been through, I just want it to be okay, you know? I want that smile of yours to keep on smiling. Make every day worthwhile for you. God, I love you so much. You know what it is too, kid? You know how to say your mind even if you don't say it in words. You always show me that piece of your heart. You know how much I appreciate that? That you'd go out of your way to truly give me something I can love. To take care of me. You're about the only one that does, and I can't put it into words how much I appreciate that. You know, baby, there's a lot of things I could do, but not one of those things would be as special as having time with you. Fuck. Look at me on the verge of tears. Not very cool, am I? Well, I'm glad you think so, at least. Definitely better than my evaluation. I can be pretty hard on myself, too. Look at you. Always fucking worrying about me. Don't forget to worry about yourself sometimes, too. Or I guess we could fucking worry about each other and always get each other's backs like that. I think I like you in my arms better. Look at it. The world may be in shambles. Maybe there's people who hate us, and that's okay. Because our love beats that hate. Baby, we don't need the validation of others. We got each other. We got each other no matter what. And I'm proud of you. Really proud of you. Is there's been a lot of shit going down. A lot of things I've never thought would happen, but there's a lot that I knew what to. I knew somehow. And all these fucking crazy things would have to go down someday. But I'm glad that we're solving them now. More time later to have fun. I love you so much, baby. You're my baby bird for a fucking reason. I'm happy to be your man. I admit, sometimes I want to just fucking fly away and not look back. Never look back. But that's what I've been doing with my life. I won't run away from you. I couldn't ever stand to. Not when I could have so many special moments with you. God, I love you. I can't even begin to explain how much I do. Because, baby, you're everything to me. Absolutely everything. There's a lot of people who matter to me, sure. But you're different. You're way different, kid. You're that one light at the end of the tunnel that I managed to get in my life. The one person who was too damn stubborn to let me go. All my sarcasm, all my negativity, swallowed up like that. And look at you. Look at how far you've come. You've done so many things. And I'm so happy to have you in my life. Lots of people would kill to have someone like you, baby bird. Not everyone can be a hummingbird like you. Fuck. Most people are just kinda doing their own thing. But you and I, we do things different. We face this life, and we don't just let it sit there and take us. We make a damn difference. We really, truly do. And I'm proud of us. Because even when people spit on us, they tell us we're nothing. We keep on going and we say fuck 'em. It's time they try it. It's time the anxiety comes. We beat it slowly but surely. And I love you for how much you've done. Maybe I'm getting a little too in my sentimentals, but is there really such a fucking thing? I know I talked about the happenings that have been going on. But still, I couldn't leave it out of making sure my baby bird's okay. You're my love bird. Come on, kid. You know, I wouldn't be half the man I am without you. I'd still be too cocky to make any good choices. A willful pawn never taking that first step. Sorry. It's just I got to thinking about how stupid it was. What I started as. Not saying I was a bad guy, but I definitely wasn't a good guy. What am I now? Who gives a fuck? That's not what really matters, is it? What matters is that we're here. You and I. And no one could ever stop us now. You're something else, you know that? Being able to brush off all this? If I said I was proud, would you believe me? It's so much fucking more than proud, though. I realized we could go about this rhetorical situation again and again. We'd never be able to do it as good as we did this one time that we got to live it. So I'm thankful for all the mistakes we made. I'm thankful for all the bumps in the road. Because it wouldn't have been the adventure we had without it. Babe, you're amazing. You're the only one for me now. Now get some more cuddles while you're at it. Come on, kid. You know, life's too short to waste it. I've never felt it's been a waste. Not a single solitary second. And I'm proud of that. And we don't waste our time, no. We do what we believe in from start to finish. You really give me a lot of hope, you know that? Got a lot of serotonin while we're on the subject. Maybe I could give you just a little bit more. Some serotonin for my sweetheart, eh? Look at you. 150%. That's what I'd say we are. As a couple. As individuals. We just keep on going. They hit us, we hit them back harder. That's what I like to see. Some of that fire in your eyes. Don't let them stop you. That's the spirit. You go, hummingbird. And I'll be right by your side. If I have to kick any more reporters, you know why I did it. You trust me, right? That's music to my ears. You know, I thought about leaving today just as is. Then I felt like maybe making things a little crazy couldn't be all that bad. Come on, baby bird. I could comfort you all day. But I think right now, what you need is a good old-fashioned lovemaking session. Maybe I'm being greedy. Maybe I don't fucking know what I want. Either way, I want to make you mine. You think I could just look the other way? At my boy going through so much? No need to be shy here. I mean, it's secluded, nestled away. Our little love nest. What's the worst that could happen, baby? You and I, making the sweetest love ever. Me kissing that neck of yours, biting, marking you up. Oops, you spilled some of the ice cream. Don't mind if I do. You fall for wearing a shirt like that. Look at you. That's my fucking baby boy. Not gonna fucking complain, but you're sure taking things in stride. Get a second one? Wanna put this cocky bastard in his place? Not the wings. Goddamn. You really not gonna hold back, huh? Fuck. Fine then. Fucking hell. You must really want it, don't you? Fuck. You gonna be that way, baby bird? Stroking down there. Grabbing me by the cock and the wings. How the fuck am I supposed to respond? Fuck. Fucking hell. What, you want me to call you daddy or something? Fuck. Oh, it fucking feels good. What the fuck do you mean you're gonna spoil me today? Come on, hummingbird. You know you wanna let me lose. God, fuck. I love when your hands do that. You really know where to put them to make all the wrong, right choices. Oh, fuck! Oh, come on. What are you trying to pull? You wanna shove me against the park wall like that? Oh, you're really fucking good at this. Fuck. Hey, you can't just do that. And what, are you gonna shut me up and... You can't just sit that ass on my face. Fuck. Fuck. You're really trying to drown me in that ass, aren't you? I won't give up that easy. Oh, fuck you. Oh, baby bird. No, not over fucking yet. Where the funnier that was, you made a mess of me. Fuck. Oh, you like fucking that cock. Yeah, you're sucking it so good. God damn. Fucking naughty boy. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're really trying to give me a run for my money, huh? Oh, fuck. Yeah, just fuck me already. Go ahead, baby bird. If you can dominate this fucking cock, I'd be surprised. Just don't break your ass too bad when you try. Oh, fuck. Oh, fucking. Oh, God. You're so fucking good at this, huh? You like making your bird brain cry, huh? Yeah? Yeah, you wanna fuck me? Then fuck me, baby. Oh, fuck. The way you're teasing my fucking wings, you're not holding back, are you? You naughty fucking bird. Oh, baby. Oh, don't hold back on my account. I can take whatever you throw at me. Fuck. Oh, it's the way you're grinding. Oh, fuck. Oh, fucking hell. Oh, oh, it feels so fucking good. So fucking good. Oh, come on. Come on. Yeah, fuck that guy. Fuck that. Oh, baby, you're so fucking tight. And you're so methodical with it. Fucking hell. Fuck. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. You really like getting into it, don't you? Clamping down on my cock like that. Yeah, come on. Do your fucking worst. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, ooh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna fucking come soon. Yeah, you better be ready for it on me, bird. I'm gonna fill you up. Yeah, you on top is so fucking sexy. You're so fucking sexy. You want it so fucking bad. Yeah, you want to come with me. You want to come with me so fucking bad. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Look at you, baby bird. You my good boy, or am I yours? You really are ruthless, huh? In here of all places. I know I started it, but goddamn, you went a little crazy, didn't you? I love you, baby bird. You gonna stick with me through it all? And I sure hope so. Be mine, baby bird. And be sure while you're at it, give me all those moments to share with you.